I survey the population like the social scientist I am. Behind me is the Southampton Upper East Side crowd. On my right is the rich and old Upper West Side communist turned capitalist contingent. To my left is the I want to be an editor, so buy me a magazine group. Eurotrash is in the back left corner, defrocked royalty in the back right. The group has sorted and divided itself in minutes. Miranda. Someone's hand is on my shoulder, invading that invisible barrier of what is mine versus what is yours. I flinch. There are two people who can touch me. One of them is dead, and the other is not Wit. I know it's Wit because I can hear the drag of his umbrella on the tile, and I can smell him. Even from 30 feet away, the subtle mixture of Halston cologne, cigars, and vodka permeates the membrane. Since I've known him, he's always carried an umbrella. It's possible that even if it were to never rain again, he'd still carry an umbrella. I brush his hand off my shoulder as if it was dandruff.
Wit, what are you doing here? I whisper. You didn't even know him.
We can't all be friends with the A-list, but it's a free country. I can surely attend anyone's funeral. Wit and I met through Crown Princess Marie of Kona, before she died of a mysterious form of pneumonia, aka AIDS. He felt familiar to me. Something Harvard in the way he lectured me, something impressive in his vast knowledge of all those books longer than 1,000 pages that I hadn't even started. I had a rare moment of good judgment and didn't let him seduce me. I think that won his respect. Wit, you look so handsome, I say. Flirting. Lying. You think? How's life in the art world treating you? Use the word life lightly. Well, how is it? He says, fishing for a problem to solve. You know, the usual. Answering the phone, staring into space, checking my voicemail, keeping one eye out for the future Mr. Woke. I look around, trying to find someone cute to make eye contact with to rescue me from this conversation. So, tell me about how busy you are. What do you mean? He's so obnoxious. I'm sure you're very busy, right? Something busy that will never materialize into a paycheck or even a mention. Hi, Wit, you look so handsome. Clearly, Mom and I have reviewed the same social manual, The Woke Way for Wakes and Funerals. Hello, Diana. Wit hates my mother for a number of reasons. Reason number one. He is appalled by her 50-by-50-foot closet filled with enough Manolo Blahnik shoes to bring a third-world country out of famine. She puts her arm around my shoulder, and I shake her off. Mom. She senses my annoyance. Maybe I could get high from smoking my boots. There's probably enough cocaine in the suede. But I can't imagine smoking suede is that much fun. Well? Her phone rings. And with this, she descends into the level of hell reserved only for dermatologists who advertise on subways and socialites who talk on cell phones at funerals. I'm sorry, darling. What are you sorry for? I snap at her. A few manicured nails dismiss me with the I'm talking on my cell phone at a funeral sign. And yet, another mortifying mommy moment has taken place.